to take a shower, mm-hmm. wash clothes. I'm going to put on another load of clothes. These clothes.
Tomorrow. And
wash.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. We've been in some kind of... Like, was the cockroach that big? Like, on that molding right there? Mm-hmm. Like that? You see? Like, that size? It's like a regular size cockroach. Like that. Really? Yeah.
That is like...
That's a regular size cockroach.
That's a big ass.
That's a southern cockroach. I actually don't know what kind of cockroaches those are, but those are like the cockroaches we have.
Okay, are we broadcasting?
We are, and we're pretty much...
Do we know if this minute thing is actually
I think
real?
It's somewhere between 45 seconds to a minute, so we could be broadcasting right now. Anyway.
Here we are.
In Abbeville.
Day 21.
Halfway through!
Yay! In terms of days.
And roughly miles. We might be a little bit further than halfway miles.
A little further than halfway, but I would like, maybe tomorrow I will calculate that.
We're here. Halfway through, though.
Mm-hmm.
Halfway to go. And it's pretty fucking awesome. High five. Like,
we are at, wait, that was really bad. yes, and we're at another, we're getting spoiled again with a lovely river house Airbnb.
Gordon Rogers, the Flint River keeper and awesome Georgian, has arranged a place for us to stay right on the landing here at Half Moon. Landing in
it's Abbeville. Literally the closest house to the landing.
And there's a shower, and there is a washer-dryer. And we had a lovely dinner with him and Basha Slater.
Barbecued pork.
With peach.
With
rub.
Yeah.
And lots
and
of spices.
And asparagus.
And asparagus.
Asparagus was good on
yeah,
the grill.
Yeah, totally. I made it with lime, parsley, and sage.
I did rub some butter on good. It. Could you tell?
Good. I did. I couldn't tell.
Well, because I would have put olive good. Oil on yeah. it, but there was no olive oil, so yeah, butter. Anyway, yeah, we had. So it was our third day with Charlotte, the amazing Charlotte, who, and I'm so glad she could stay with us for the third day. I felt like it was. That was like, there was a moment last night where we didn't know if she was going to be able to stay because of needing to get a ride back. And I'm just really glad that she was able to do the final leg of the journey since when you set your mind on something, it feels important to kind of finish it, you know?
And she's just like incredibly, she's got an incredible local knowledge of the river and love of the river, and is just one of the more caretaking souls that I've met in a long time. And you know, I feel very privileged to have spent time with her.
Yeah, I also, it was so moving to me that she was so moved by her time with us. She said many times that she really needed this, and the fact that she does, we talked about this a little bit, that she really knows that stretch from the bridge in Hawkinsville down to Sandy Hammock, like the back of her hand. She does it every week almost, and that is like her routine with kayaking. But she had never actually been past Sandy Hammock. And so
she had gone on a, she's like, gone on river on like John boats or with other people and like pulled off at other landings, but never like kayaked the
whole stretch. And that, yeah. And she said today, the stretch we did today that she had never done before. So I don't know. It was reminding me of John Wilson and this thing of like how fulfilling it is when people who really know have such incredible deep local knowledge that they're sharing with us, and then when they are able to experience something new, it just feels really special and moving and like we're doing something right, you know.
Yeah.
So I was grateful for that. And she was sad to go. And maybe she'll come meet us downriver later. And really, the idea that she was our first person, maybe our only person who we really met spontaneously, who jumped in and decided to come with us for 3 days. Like, that was really big.
Yeah.
So, yeah, feeling really grateful for Charlotte tonight.
And then Gordon brought us food, and we cooked, and we talked about the river.
First we met up on the water.
And we met, so we were at a sandbar and taking a very hot midday break. And then an ice guy on a John boat came trawling over, and it was Gordon. And we had a nice little, you know, he's just such an easy person to be around as well, you know. So we had like a really easy, and Sarah had never met him. Of course, he'd never met Charlotte. And it was just, we had a nice set of conversations until he had to go off on a conference call where he went off
into the cypresses.
He went off to Muddy Blue.
Yeah. Which one is it?
I think it's Muddy Blue.
Okay.
To an Oxbow off there to have a conference call. And we got to just hang out a little bit longer and then leave and paddle our way back.
Yeah, and Muddy Blue. This was a little offshoot, and there was that I don't know, I was really taken by this one space that was like perfectly cypressed up, you know. It just looked like a little stage.
Mm-hmm.
It was really beautiful. I mean, everything is beautiful, but yeah. it's hard to capture. I keep on taking photos and just thinking
something will turn up.
It doesn't. Yeah, well, I hope something will turn up, but then also it's like impossible to get the fullness of the space,
mm-hmm.
In two dimensions. Mm-hmm. It's just really impossible. So everyone just has to come here or do Atlanta to the Atlantic.
Is it? It's the only choice you have.
Yeah.
Then we met Basha, I'm getting a bit too southern here. We met Basha Slater, and who moved here about 8 years ago, and has a few different ventures, a few different properties she's purchased, and a few different stores she has in the town. But she's got a real, like, I think she's on the Chamber of Commerce, and she's really interested in, promoting the town. She's got a shop called
Madcap Maryland's. We have chapstick that says that on it.
We do.
That I just pulled out and I might apply to my lips.
The bubblegum scented.
It chapstick. Does smell like bubblegum.
Mm-hmm. It's from her ladies' shop. She also has a men's shop from which she gifted us bracelets that also have knives embedded in them.
Which we're also
very excited about.
I mean, we kind of can't have enough knives on this trip.
You know, you never know when you're going to have to cut your way out of something.
Mm-hmm.
Or just slice some cheese, you know? That's also a useful
thing. Oh my gosh.
Great for a cheese board. She took us around to her house.
Yeah,
the house she bought from Gordon, which she'll turn into an Airbnb at some point in time. But it's a beautiful old historic house that used to be kind of part of the depot for the train. And then she took us to her homestead and showed us all these places that she built on the land.
Mm-hmm.
Taught herself how to do electrics and taught herself how to do plumbing. And
yeah,
built herself an amazing walk-in closet with a great velour chair in it, you know?
Yeah.
Showed us different things about how the town was laid out that stuck out to her.
In relationship to, like, the railroad and the highway, I think that was interesting. And it is interesting that in some ways this was the first little town that we've seen. I do really appreciate the historical mm-hmm. kind of the tour, and I think we're going to get more tomorrow. Yeah. Abbeville might become our most the place that we end up knowing the best on this journey.
It might be, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Outside of the river, or in connection with the river. Ooh! Although Hawkinsville, the meat, we kind of...
I'm still really into Harris's Grocery and the fact that I might frequent that.
Mm-hmm. No matter how and long I might ship. I mean, we just might... They might have won us over.
They are really good meat there.
Yeah. Anyway, should we sign off?
I think
we've... Okay, we're done.
So tomorrow, we're looking forward to... What are we looking forward to?
Hanging out with Gordon.
And his cousin.
In the morning.
And going on...
A little tour. He left us like 3 hours ago to get enough sleep, so we should get some sleep.
We should definitely get sleep.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.